This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that relates to juvenile court proceedings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate Bill 800.
Senate Bill 800 was pre-filed in December of last year, heard in the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee on February 5th, discussed on the Missouri Senate floor on March 5th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives 2 days later, returned to the upper chamber on May 8th, sent to the executive branch 2 days after that, and then signed into law on June 1st. Senator Doug Leibla of Poplar Bluff is the sponsor. During Missouri Senate discussion on March 5th, he told his colleagues his proposal originally related to adoption.
Senate Bill 800 will allow a private attorney or a guardian ad litem to file both a petition for adoption and petition to terminate the parental rights together. This will shorten the length of time a child spends in care. Currently, Mr. President, there is sometimes a lag between when the termination of parental rights is filed and when the adoption petition is filed.
He adds the original intention of Senate Bill 800 was to quicken the adoption process,
which many times keeps a child in limbo for an extended period of time. Mr. President, this bill only changes cases where a parent consents to adoption one of two ways: consent to specific adoption where the adoptive family is known, or a waiver of consent to adoption where the adoptive family is unknown. This does not change the process for a contested adoption.
Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester then offered an amendment. This prompted questions from Senator Scott Sifton of Afton.
You contemplate a scenario where the rapist's parental rights are terminated but still on the hook for support.
Correct. See, and currently, if parental rights were terminated, that mother can't go get child support.
Right. Well, absolutely. And so, yeah, I understand what you're trying to do with that.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur then expanded on the reason for this amendment.
We didn't want the mother who was going to go ahead and carry this child to term to not have access to funds she may need because she couldn't get the father to agree to terminate his rights, because that is part of how some of this state funding occurs, is based on no other access to funds.
Missouri senators approved the amendment. Senate Bill 800 will also raise the age for trying children as adults, which will not take effect until 2021. In addition, the new law creates the Juvenile Justice Preservation Fund. Next up for lawmakers will be pre-filing of legislation for next year. These measures will receive bill numbers in December. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.